This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, this is The Drive all across America. Thanks for joining us around the world because of that interweb thing. That's right. Autoblog.com, our guest, Michael Austin, editor-in-chief. Autoblog has their new Autoblog VR, virtual reality. You can now take test drives in the car with virtual reality. And I downloaded the app. It took, I don't know, a full minute, I think. And it was like, boom, I'm now in a Ferrari. What a cool, cool experience. I love technology when it works. And so let me ask you about this technology. How in the world did they do this? It's seamless. It's like, you know, there's like got to be a stitching that somehow it stitches together. But I think this is the best virtual reality stuff I've seen. It's as clear as a bin. It's like, is it 4K? It feels like 4K.
We shoot it in 4K. I think, you know, it depends on your connection speed. Oh, that's another thing, actually, with the app, is you can download the videos because they're kind of big files. So if you're somewhere where you don't have a good connection or maybe you can't stream it, you're still not missing out. But yeah, we shoot it in 4K, and it's a bunch of different cameras. So there's overlap wherever those seams are, which then lets, you know, afterwards in post-production, when they're stitching it together, they can make sure that it's a seamless blend, because you don't have to say, like, you know, you make sure you don't have someone's face on the seam and then they end up looking like a Picasso.
Well, like Max Headroom. Remember that? We were just talking about that earlier. So it's interesting that and these are GoPros that are all like in a cluster in a ball or something.
I think that it's kind of secret sauce, but GoPro is a common one. I wouldn't be, right. You wouldn't be surprised if it turned out that's what ours was.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Nick Woodman, who is now a billionaire, who brought GoPro to the world, happens to be a big car enthusiast. So it's no wonder that, you know, really it's changed the motorsport and automotive world with these funny little 1-inch by 1-inch square, you might say, little box cameras that are amazing. And I'm glad that Autoblog and the auto industry is embracing this technology, this virtual reality stuff. Let me tell you, I probably would have never gone out of my way to watch virtual reality, but now I'm going to do it. You know, it's like being in the car with you guys. It's so cool.
Yeah, and, you know, like the automakers are jumping onto this too, not just to have like experiential stuff, but Audi has a virtual showroom. So you can go in and you say, well, I want to know what it looks like with the red interior or something. You can put on the headset and then look around and choose all the colors, even if they don't have it on the lot.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, again, people, if you've never experienced virtual reality and you're a car guy or girl, or you want to test drive a Ferrari or some of these awesome machines that you've only dreamed about, Autoblog VR, go to the App Store and download it. It takes just a second to do it, and then you're, bam, you're inside the car. By the way, it's interesting. As car guys, you and I both, I drive around in this Viper for about the last 8 months, and it's a little embarrassing at times. You know, I mean, when you get to this point where you have such an insane-looking car, people are taking pictures of it, and, you know, it's always kind of like, ugh, I kind of crunch down in the seat. But when somebody walks up to me, like if I get out of the car and I'm parking the car, I get out of it and they walk up and go, nice car. You know what I do? Here, go sit in it. And it's kind of interesting. They're like, really? I mean, it's like I just gave a little boy a lollipop, right? It's like I think to myself, you know, how cool it must be to be able to sit in these cars. You know, like most people, they look at these cars and they dream of owning them someday. But I'll tell you who told me this. It was Jay Leno one time. He says, you know, there was this little 10-year-old boy who he says, you know, wow, that is such a neat car, mister. And he goes, here, come here, sit in it. And of course, Jay Leno being Jay Leno, he goes, yeah, I'm probably sure his mother was thinking, yeah, get away from him, you pedophile. You know, come here, little boy, sit in my car. But no, I mean, even with full-grown men. So one time I walked across the street and some guy, he snapped something at me like, yeah, it must be nice to be rich or something. I thought, well, you know, I am in the business, so it's kind of like my business thing. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I said, hey, hold on a sec. Come here. He was riding a bicycle. And I go, come here. I go, why don't you get in? Take it for a ride if you want. He's like, what? And I turned a guy that was, you know, barking at me like a jerk into all of a sudden we stood there and talked about the car. No way was I going to let him drive it. But that was the way I got him to come back. And I turned a kind of a a guy that
didn't even have to give him a lollipop.
Yeah, well, I turned a guy that had a bad attitude into a guy that, you know, literally had a great attitude. I let him sit in. I let him, I go, push the button, start it up, put your foot on the clutch, you know. And it was like, the guy was a totally different guy. Now, he was probably 20, riding a little Stingray, one of those kind that they do tricks on and stuff. But it's interesting how you can change somebody's life if you just, you know, if you're not arrogant about it and you have fun. And I think that's our job, Michael Austin. It's our job. It's your job at Autoblog to take people for rides. And now you can do that virtually with the Autoblog VR. When we come back, we'll take a little break. I know there's a lot of Fast and Furious fans out there. And I heard a little bit of a rumor about The Rock, who's starring in Fast 8. Talking about his co-stars a little bit. There was something on online about it. He's pissed off at him or something. I know you guys have the scoop. This is The Drive. Special guest, editor-in-chief of Autoblog, my pal Michael Austin. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.